I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I bring you greetings from Africa, particularly my church, Victory Christian Center, Dar es Salaam. They sent you their greetings. They kindly receive their greetings. Amen. 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 I'm a accompanied together with my wife here, been married for 29 years now. Please, Joyce, stand up again. They see you. Thank you. God has blessed us with the four children. That's a small African family. She's born in a 12 children family, in 11 children family. So going for four, it was a small number. But the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Allow me to extend my sincere gratitude to God for allowing me to be here tonight. I have been in this country for a number of times, particularly to Tadley Church. And today again, by God's grace, I'm here. I'm so delighted, very thrilled in my heart to be with you. You are pastor, you are leader, our leader, my brother, my friend, Phil Norris, for inviting me this weekend to spend with you. That's the greatest honor. Thank you for your love. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for believing in me that I can come and make a sharing of the word to God's people. I thank you, man of God. Thank you, Papa, man of God. I salute you. I respect you. The grace and the anointing of God upon your life. I lead a church in Tanzania. We befriended with the Tadley Community Church, then under Pastor Timothy Monga. He was the lead pastor of the church, and through his church members who visited our country, we began the journey of our friendship. And I have a testimony. One of the things I wish to come and share to you is your support, the friendship, and the little seed you sown into our heart, into our lives and our ministry, how it has germinated and bared much more fruits. By God's grace, our ministry, our church, which started in a small room of 4x4 meters in Scripture Union premises, now is touching the nations of the world. By the grace of God, we are so grateful for you sowing into our lives. I know my friend, Pastor Timothy Monga, is here. I would like to say something about him. His lovely wife, my sister, Rachel, she's here. Thank you. You trusted. You invited me for first time to come with my church members. And their church, Tadley, they paid for some of my members. We came to do a mission into their church. Asante sana. It's a Swahili word for thank you so very. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for all you did for us. As well, I wanted to say thanks to Mrs. Margaret Monga for allowing your son to come together with his family, your grandchildren, your daughter-in-law to our country, and stayed for almost 10 years as missionaries in rural places. Humble places, helping, empowering our community through their project. Thank you so much, Mama. We call in Africa Bibi. Bibi is a heavy, more weighted word. Thank you, Bibi, for allowing your family to come in our country. And thank you for sowing also materially into our ministry. We respect, we honor, we thank you. Together with their late husband, Pastor Edwin, thank you. He came to preach to my church. He gave me, together with Mongas, an honor to baptize Amisadai. Thank you for giving me such a great honor to baptize your children, your child, and your grandchild. And our church, we are under Assemblies of God. I hope some of you know Assemblies of God. I also serve the national leadership. And our church, which the time, 22 years when you sent your first mission, they came to us. They came through our friend John and Tanya Haywards. We went to South Africa for Bible school training, my wife and I, and we were going to the same church. They moved to the UK many, many years ago, and they connected us to the family. They're not here again. I wish to extend my sincere appreciation to them. And through now the relationship, we begin small, we begin in a humble way. And today, by God's grace, I'm happy to let the church know we are over 3,000 congregation. In our congregation of politicians, members of parliament, our church members, government, top government officials that are in our church. We have business people, high caliber in our congregation. And honestly speaking, this has been purely a product of God's grace and God himself. Nothing I can attribute myself. God's hand. My brother knows where I come from. My sister, she knows where I come from. And humbly speaking, God is real. He can choose anybody and use him for his glory. I'm standing as a living testimony of the wonder miracles, wonder working miracles of God. And I'm here this morning. Also, I wish to also extend my sincere appreciation to the father of Pastor Phil, Mr. Hugh. We came with my wife, and my wife stayed here for a couple of months. I think it's more than 2 months. And they lived in their home. And Papa Hugh and Mama Hugh, the late, they embraced my wife like their own daughter. We were deeply touched. When my wife was every time calling, I'm here, Baba Hugh and Mama Hugh, they're treating me like their own daughter. It was deeply touching me. And even when he accepted that I come here to be with you, I said, among of the people I must see them is Mzee. Mzee is a heavyweight word in Swahili. Must see Mzee Hugh. Thank you for making that happen for us. We also want to make a special appreciation to the entire members of the network of the community churches in Basingstoke and beyond, because some of you, maybe you joined the church after we had already established this relationship, and you do not have an awareness of how much your friends, the former leadership, had sown into our ministry. We now do the work we do, the impact we are making in our nation, the impact we're making in the continent of Africa. But Phil, team, and the church that time, they believed in us and made a seed sowing into that soil. We thank you. One of the things that makes me to come here is to thank the church. To thank you, Phil Norris, for trusting and believing in us. He has preached several times in my church. We also do have a Bible school, teaching in our Bible school. And so grateful to see the man of God, Richard, and Mama Caroline. Again, I'm so delighted to be seeing you this evening into this ministry. And you're keeping on doing. I still remember I was in the gas station when you came to preach to my church. I thank you. It's a long story. I don't want to take your time to give you many, many testimonies of the ministry that God has grown us in these past 20-something years. But we're in the gas station, no land, nothing. Now we own in one of the middle-class income. It's one of the very, very rich and wealthy suburbs. We own about 3.5 acres, and we are building a sanctuary of 5,000 seaters in single sitting currently. Oh, somebody help me say amen. Would you wish to approach the Lord with their claps of hands for the work he's doing? We just made our order of our roof from Dubai, which has cost us over $400,000. We have already paid 50% of it, and in the next 8 weeks, the manufacturer is going to complete the manufacturing of the roof. We believe we'll have the money to complete the payments, and by July, we believe, God, the roofing of our structure will be commencing. Thank you for praying and standing with us. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. I receive the prophets. I receive the prophets in the name of Jesus. Are you asking? Now, currently, we run three services because auditorium we use has a capacity of 1,300 people in one sitting. So I'm running three services. When we go to a sanctuary, we'll run two services first. And we need to have some empty chairs for us to do the work of filling those empty chairs. And by faith, we shall be running again three services, four services, and even more in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you please be upstanding? In our church, we have a culture of standing when we make the reading of the word and read a scripture. Oh, Riabasaya. Anyone happy to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon?
Yes.
Is Zechariah chapter number 2. Zechariah chapter number 2. I'm going to read the first five verses. Chapter number 2, Zechariah. Verse number 1 to down verse number 5. This is what the Bible says. Then I raised up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what its width and what is its length. And there was an angel who talked with me going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, run, speak to this young man, say, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as a town without walls because of the multitude of men and the livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. This is the word of God. As we hear it, let's say amen again. My Father and my God, I want to thank you this afternoon for this wonderful grace to speak to your precious people the word you've laid in my heart. Speak to your people, Father. These are your belongings. These are your own people, Father God. And I know that, Father, apart from you, I can do totally nothing. I lean, rely, depend on you. For your glory, Father, I submit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. This is about a dream, a vision, Prophet Zechariah given by God. I believe God gave him this dream of going to restore the city of Jerusalem and the nation of Judah, to restore it after the ruin, been ruined and been taken to exile in Babylon. For all those decades they've been in exilic, they are returning back to their country. They're turning back to their land. And there's an assignment of building their country, building their city, building their walls. And God reveals to Zechariah this wonderful dream of building the nation, assignment which Zechariah thought it could be done by his might. He thought it could be done by his own strength. And he begins to take a tape measure, measuring line, to go and begin measuring what he think he could do with his own strength. What he think God could do if God wants to do. He's measuring, he's busy taking the measurements of what he configures. This should be done. Either me or God can do. And I believe that it bothers God. Sorry, I'm speaking too loud. I'm an African. Is it okay? I mean, your pastor allowed me to be an African. And I think this bothers God in heaven. Why is this man measuring what I want to do? Is he thinking it's because of his resources? Is he thinking it's because of his abilities, because of his capacities? And God had to ask one of the angels to go down and tell this prophet. And the Bible, like the scripture, say, go and tell this young man. What is he doing? What is he having in his hand? Yeah. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Yeah. Does he think that it's because of his abilities he's going to build Jerusalem again? Does he think it's because of his resources, his education, his background, his name? And God says, go, and one warned him that Jerusalem will be built and people in multitude shall live in. Can you say another amen? They will live in that city. So the angel went to tell him, it's not what you're measuring. You cannot measure what God wants to do. You cannot measure the ability and power of God. It's measureless. It's measureless. Say hallelujah to Jesus Christ. I stand here with a testimony that God cannot be measured by my resources. Everything which I've seen in my ministry, you cannot measure it with my resources, I'm telling you. When we are buying the first property in the area, when we were buying it, it was 300 million T-shillings. Roughly, it's like maybe in US dollar, maybe like maybe slightly less, 200,000 US dollars. And now then when I was buying, almost 80% of my congregation were university students. I had no judges in my church. And I did not have Supreme Court judges. I did not have politicians in my church. I did not have business people in my church, students, and other few people who I would say if they can give, they do something. And that is, no, it's more than 100,000 US dollars. More than 100,000, yeah. Yeah, it's maybe close to 150,000 US dollars. Now, that was a huge number in my congregation. That was a big figure. I remember I was called by one of my elders in the church who deeply loves me. And he was speaking out of a fatherly heart, just cautioning me, nothing bad. He said, son, this amount of money you're talking to your people is too big for them. They cannot pay. He loves me. He's like my daddy is warning me. He says, do not proceed with this, what you say, of buying that property with that amount of money. Because you began well, your ministry is growing very fast. But with what you're about to do, you're going to ruin your own ministry. So don't do it. But when I went to sell that property, I went into fasting of 3 days. Fasting and praying, seeking the guidance of God towards that project. And the Lord spoke to me very clearly that, son, I'm giving you that land. I'm giving you that piece of property. And here I had a father who loves me is warning me. And in clean heart and pure heart, nothing envying, nothing jealous. His caution, his warning. And here, God is saying to me, son, I have given you that land. Friends, it's easy to give a testimony today, but then it was hard. It's hard. You know, he had his heart for me. And God has had something. You know, it's not every difficult thing comes from the devil. Sometimes difficult things are coming from God just to make a testing of your faith. Your response will determine your destiny. If you precisely respond to God's timely calling for you, it will germinate and bring much fruits. Today, many people are enjoying what we have. But I'm telling you, it had to be fully obedient to the voice of God. Cutting it short, it just took us 6 months to raise the money and pay off for that property. This is the wonder-working miracles of God. I see some people want to praise God. Give praise to God, my friends. Yes, give God praise, give praise, give praise to God. It's not me, it's Him. Yes. Hallelujah. God did it. This is like it putting a tape measure to what God can do. People may put tape measures on your life. People can put tape measures on your ministry. They told me I can never make a good pastor. Ooh. They warned me when I was stepping into the ministry. They say, you're a good preacher, but you'll never make a good pastor in you. You can do something else. And I'm a qualified, trained architect. Probably they're telling me, go and do architecture. But see what the Lord has done. Yes, see what God has done through this young little life in Africa. I praise the Lord for that. So he said, you put off all these things. You know, when you begin to doubt the ability of God, is the end of walking in supernaturals of God. God can do despite of your background. God can do even without having big names behind you. God can still do it because he wants to glorify himself. I remember when we were adding another, this was now too much. I can even see myself that I was throwing myself into another huge scandal because we are adding a property which was next to where we are, and it was 1.4 billion shillings. This is a lot of money in my economy. This in my economy I come from, Sissy knows what I'm talking about. It's a lot of money. And I prayed. The Lord said, go ahead, my son. I moved on. And God provided. We bought the land, adding to where we are. Because we are not doing, relying on our resources. We are looking up to the Lord, who is our provider. Remember Jesus when he was about to feed the 5,000, what his disciples said. He said, it's two fishes and five loaves. What can you do with 1,000 people? It's like they're putting tape measures in the provision of Jesus Christ. Yeah. They're saying, you cannot do this. It's too much. Jesus, be careful. We warn you. But friends, God surpasses our tape measures, our measuring lines. Some of you even put your tape measures on yourself. You say, this is far I can go. This is far I can do. This far I can become. You're putting tape measures on yourself. Today I came to preach to you. By the way, the sermon, if you want to write it, is breaking the limitations of your life. Yes. Going beyond the limitations. Where I come from, my tribe is a very humble tribe. It's one of the poorest tribes in my country. But God does not look to my tribe. God looks to his servant. Yes. Provides, supplies, empowers, gives grace. I am a pure product of grace of God. Amen. And the Lord said, go ahead and tell my son there that I'm going to do it. I'm going to make Jerusalem to be a fire that is surrounded with a fire. Inhabitants of a multitude of people. God can do much with your life. God can do amazing things with your life. If you rely on him, if you trust in him, God can do immeasurable things in your life. Amen. Hallelujah, Church of God. Yeah. He can do it. I have heard that you have bought a property. I pray that one day we shall come for the inauguration of your building. God will do it. I'm making an encouragement to you. Don't look to the numbers of who you are. That we are too few people. We cannot do it. Our project is 10 billion shillings. A lot of money in my economy. And I'm telling every time my congregation, God will make a provision for his glory. One day we shall cut a tape for the launching, inauguration of our building. God can use you to build this sanctuary in the city here as the Hub Church is concerned for his own glory. Can you say amen to the glory of God? There are times Jesus, when he went to his own people, if you read in Matthew chapter 4, in Galilee, they began to put a tape measure of who Jesus they knew is. They said, he's the son of Joseph. He's the son of the carpenter. They were putting tape measures on his life. This means that he's a casual person. We can take him casual. We can treat him normal. We don't see any speciality in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that because of that, he did not do mighty works in them. And the next day, he moved to Capernaum. Capernaum is another town. In Capernaum, they received Jesus highly with the anticipations, expectations. And the Bible says that he did mighty works in Capernaum because of their reception. The way we look to Jesus determines the way we will be receiving from him. The way we depend and rely to him, the way he sees our faith, he will make a supply into our lives. I pray that, I know I'm speaking to a strong economy people. I pray that there's a strong economy in your country, but never forget to look up to Jesus Christ. He is your source and supply. He makes a provision to his people. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And Jesus does miracles in Capernaum than in his own time. There are people, to me, when I began the ministry, I would say, this they deserve more than me. Maybe somewhere they plateaued in their faith. Maybe somewhere they were stagnated in their faith. I do not see them as they should be to where they are today. Something did not go right. I'm praying that no plateau in this ministry in the name of the Lord. I pray that every time there's a testimony, I pray every time you're taking more grounds for Jesus Christ, you are impacting your community, you're impacting your people, and you're impacting even the nation of England with what God is doing right in your midst. Hallelujah. Amen. Job was one of the person people wanted to say, do not trust in God. But he kept on, even when the situation was too complex. Everyone is saying, do not trust in the Lord anymore. Do not trust in God so much, because there's a lot of tragedies, a lot of losses, a lot of bad things that happen to you because you're keeping on relying on your God. But Job said, I know that my Redeemer shall live. I fully depend to him to the end of my life. And see what the Lord did at the end. It was twice as much as it was in the beginning. Friends, God will never let you down. Amen. Situations can let us down. Sometimes our closest people can let us down. Circumstances can fail us. But God will never and ever disappoint your life. God has a good heart for you. I know the plans he says I have for you are plans not of evil, but of good ending. Your ending shall be an end with the glory. Your end shall be an ending with the victory. Hallelujah. Today, I have a word of encouragement to all of you, that if you had yourself imposed limitations to your own life, take them off in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say, I know that with God, nothing can limit me. I know that with God, nothing can become the ultimate, the end. God is limitless. God is endless. God can do beyond my abilities and my capacities. May the Lord be your God who is helping you to take off all the limitations. Maybe even the people around you, the situation, the circumstances have raised up a tape measure on you and say, this is far you can go, brother. This far you can go, boy. This is far you can go, mommy. You look up to God and God will surprise you and surprise them as well. God can do. This afternoon, I'm standing here as your fellow Christian brother from Africa to tell you, God can do anything he wants to do in you, for you, and even through your life. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Tonight, the word comes to you that take off the measuring lines. Take off the limitations. Take off all the measurements that people have placed in your life or yourself, and say, I am beginning trusting the Lord in a fresh way, in a new way, and I believe I am going far than I could imagine by myself. God can do it. God can do with you, through you, for you. Just to get ready. And this is your time. And this is your season. if he did with Zechariah, if he did with Job, if he did to the disciples, he told them, I can do more than what you think I could do. He can do with you, even in your situation. Would you please stand up as I make a closing? Hallelujah. Anything in you that shows that you cannot not go that far. As you imagine, the assignment God has given you is too overwhelming and it's too big for you. But you feel in your heart that only God can do, only God is able to do. And tonight I've come as an ambassador of God for you to just tell you that your God is alive, is still on his throne. He has ability and power to do immeasurable things. I wanted to inspire you that today, tonight, now switch your mind towards God. Zerubbabel, when he was faced by the enemies, he said to the Lord that these people are too big for us. We cannot do anything, but our eyes are unto you, Father. And the Lord scattered all their enemies. Tonight, God wants to do his work in you, for you, and through you. In the city of Basingstoke, through you. And I believe there's something God has for your life. Many of us in this place tonight, God has an assignment, an agenda for your today and your tomorrow's life. Is it just an act of surrender to the Lord? They told me I cannot make a good pastor, but the Lord has made me to be who I am, and I give glory to my God. Yes. They told me I cannot buy the land, but God, he gave me a land. So many negative and criticism would have put me down. I wouldn't be who I am today if I would have listened to those voices. And I'm shutting down every negative voice speaking negativity into your life, speaking negativity into a vision and dream you have given by God, speaking negativity against the destiny you carry into your life. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am right now commanding that spirit and the voices of negativity to get out of your mind and to get out of your heart, to leave you with the destiny you are carrying to the glory of God. Some of you, God has called you to have an impact not only to Basingstoke, that your impact could be in the entire nation of England. I'm praying for you in the name of the Lord. And I feel the Holy Spirit is speaking to somebody this morning, this afternoon, that the message and the ministry and the assignment you're carrying, which has to do with the nation of England, in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. It will be fulfilled. The Lord will make it happen for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you have been given an assignment even to beyond the nation of England. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. I am committing you in the hands of God that you fulfill the assignment of God, which demands you to have an impact beyond the nation of England. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of God, now move in this place. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit of the Lord, carry a Messiah. Endelika pasikilia mafora bosaka. Lalalika lika pasilia lamandele boseke. Holy Spirit, begin to move in the house tonight. Touch the lives of your people. Any place that has been a brokenness, Father, move tonight. I pray for revival of their faith. I pray, Father, for restoration of their faith. I pray that, Father, tonight they encounter you in the name of Jesus Christ. Any mindset of impossibility, anything that shows it shall not come to happen to their lives, I come against it in the name of the Lord. The mentality of the tape measurement, I take it off their minds. I am setting your people free. I release your people to their God-given destinies. This church, this ministry, Father, the assignment for this church and for this ministry, Father, I pray that it will be completely done. It will be fulfilled. Their sanctuary will be built. And the impact of this church will be felt in Basingstoke, will be felt, Father, in England, will be felt beyond the nation of England. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Father, I thank you. I'm praying for healing. If you came sick, any infirmity, any illness into your life, I release a healing power to you. Be healed right now. In Jesus' name, receive healing. Be set free. Anyone you are asking God for an offspring, a fruit of your womb, may the Lord provide an offspring of your womb in Jesus' mighty name. Anyone in this place with any need, economic need, social need, relational need, emotional need, right now, Father, encounter him in his areas of his need. Set your people free, Father. Set your people in the name of Jesus free. Let them, my Father and my God, see the reality of your power into their daily lives. I release the grace, Father, you bestowed it to me by your grace. Father, may it extend to your people in this congregation. They do their mighty work for your glory. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, my Father and my God, I give you praise and glory. If you're here tonight and you're not born again, you're backslidden, and you want to come back to Jesus Christ, you want to give your life to the Lord, you want to say to Pastor Huruma Nkone, I want to come back to my Father's house. I want to be born again. This is your time. This is your moment. You can lift up your hand wherever you are saying, I want to be saved. I want to be born again tonight. Or I want to come back to my Father's house. I want to make a recommitment of my life to God. You lift up your hand. We want to pray for you and with you. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for your people, Father, accepting and receiving your servant and the message you've sent your servant to speak to them. Thank you, Father. We pray that it continues to make fruits into their lives. We pray that, Father, your people continue to heed the word into their hearts. And I'm praying for the faith of individuals and the faith of the congregation to keep up growing to the glory of God. And I'm prophesying that the destiny of this church, in Jesus' name, shall be completed. The assignment of this house will be completed. And everyone, Father, will be a witness of God who begins and God who finishes the assignment for his people. I bless you, my Father. I give glory in Jesus' mighty name. And God's people in one accord say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.